but it's put you in a wheelchair.
Oh, your second daughter.
Your second oldest daughter. She was driving when you had to enter. And you lost her too?
Should we? My dear, you're a stranger to me like all the rest, and I've called, of course. I know nothing of your life, is that correct? She said that's correct. I see recently a jello, a strawberry dessert.
Right.
Candy.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Who is Pat Matthews?
My foster child.
Coosbury, Oregon?
His mother?
Yes. Bless your heart. That's why God loves you. Does this child go to the school, Madrona?
No. My son used to go to Madrona.
I see. Used to go to Madrona. Yes.
I had one foster child went to Madrona.
Yes, I see. You love children. Bless your heart. But God loves you because you love children. 1 James 1:27 said, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is to minister to the orphans and widows. And you've done that, sister. So God is singling you out to heal your body and save you from a fatal disease. I thank you, Christ, God Almighty.
I thank you, Christ, God Almighty.
Have you had any flowers from Sonia?
Yes, I have.
1921 East Madison Street.
Yes, I have.
You've told no one anything, is that correct?
No.
I know nothing of you.
No.
You've done some reading in Unitrol Healing Magic?
Yes, I have.
And the work of miracles, Norvell's Mental Laws. In fact, you bought a whole set of books not so long ago, another set of books for $15.14.
Yes.
You got an insurance with National Health Plan?
Yes.
National Home Life Assurance Company, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Your yearly premium due in February will be $89.50.
Yes.
God cares. God cares. You belong to the Sentinel NAACP?
Yes.
That's all right, too, because God believes in freedom for all people.
Yes.
Whom the Spirit sets free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. You swear on your life you told me nothing or no one here. Is that correct?
I told you nothing. It's correct.
That's right. Or no one else here in this room anything?
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Dorothy Gray. Who is this? Dorothy Gray.
Dorothy Gray. I don't recall Dorothy Gray, Dr. Lockett.
I see her. I understand. And I'm seeing so many things to protect you from. Do you have a mortgage with Lomas Nettleton Company?
Yes, I do. It's my home.
Minnesota Mutual Life Insurance?
Yes.
For the, yes, a loan number 0246-06614, $143 a month.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got a balance, $15,000, something like that.
Amen.
$153.85. God knows your business. Hey! He also knows the problem that's been causing you difficulty in your chest.
Yes.
The heart that's was going to fail on Tuesday mornings, not because God's prophet's in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And I heal you as this cloth comes to you. In Jesus' name, you're healed, sister. Look and live.
Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, you can praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, then rejoice. You'd rejoice too if God looked at your heart, knew the thoughts of your mind. I see someone by the name of Palmer. Palmer. There's an old picture in your living room. Who is it? Palmer. Palmer. What's the name? Lise?
Lise.
Bless your heart. God's come down to Hitiramanda Kashanda. Hiramanda Tatina Sapa Ruga Maria Tama. You often sit and watch a TV in a sort of lounge chair with your feet raised on it.
That's right.
You wear little black slippers.
They're black.
Yes, yes. You have a daughter that had a tragedy not long ago. Husband died of emphysema.
Yes.
You know the terror of smoking.
Yes.
She's
yes.
56 years of age. I'm stopping cancer in that body.
Thank you.
I praise God Almighty. I praise God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you because now I want you to take one of these and place in both those slippers. Touch the lounge and it'll stop a stroke because you've had a tendency to high blood pressure. And it'll stop now a stroke in your body because you're a God-fearing man. Take this for your wife. It'll stop growth that's in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have a rectangular shaped pillow. Looks like a checkerboard.
Yes.
Red and black checkers.
Yes.
Put that under your wife's head, and when she lays down, I'll stop her growth in her body now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
the name. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Got reason to praise your
wonderful name.
Got reason to praise your God. Oh, oh, without Him you could not
praise His holy
Irene Ingbert, bless your heart, in Jesus' name. Canada, huh?
Yes.
I see blue carpeting in your hallway.
Yes.
Jesus. There's a large picture of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
London
yes.
City apartments.
Yes.
You got a daughter... In Manitoba?
Yes.
I reach out in the name of Jesus to save that life.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have trouble in your back?
Yes.
Your soul?
Yes.
When you touch that sewing machine, I just stopped cancer in your body because you didn't let anybody keep you from here. You
yes.
came. You believe I'm an apostle of God.
Yes.
You believe even more than that. And because
yes.
I stopped that cancer
yes.
that's working at the spine. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
in the name of God Almighty.
Oh, wonderful. Don't you know He is wonderful, wonderful.
Grace Williams. 7330, Grace Williams. You got a daughter, Geraldine? Did someone play something in your house? Witchcraft.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I'm the one to overcome all the witches of hell.
Yes.
Because I get my strength from only one source.
Thank you, Jesus.
God Almighty.
Jesus.
And His Son, Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Let me see now. Did you get some cream of mushroom soup?
Yes, yes.
And someone's given some curry seasoning for your rice?
Yes.
And a can of Concord grape mix?
Yes.
And a bottle of magic Sawyer?
Yes.
Hmm. And you paid $1.95 for some capsules?
Yes.
Not all the same time. You didn't buy all these things the same time, did you? You didn't buy all this the same time.
No.
Some of this was even given to you.
Yes,
sweet
it was.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Some charred bacon.
Yes.
I take this and I'm going to give a message. And when I tell you what to do, when you do what I tell you, the witches will leave your house or Christ will be there.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
heart, that trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Under your heart, the pain you've been having, even this morning. The chest pain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's going now. I heal your heart in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pyramid. This mountain. This mountain shall be removed.
My God Almighty.
Mountain shall be removed.
Charlie Norcio, Charlie D. Norcio. Can't wait on you. Bless your heart. God's ready. You got a green shirt somewhere. Is that green shirt?
Yes, yes.
You're born in September?
Yes.
80 years of age?
Yes.
You lost your wife, Rose, in an accident?
Yes.
20 years ago?
Yes.
You had a dog named Prince?
Yes.
It died of old age?
Yes.
You had a tomcat?
Yes.
And someone shot it?
Yes.
I'm concerned about the fall of the spell because I'm in the name of Jesus. You never told anyone here these things, did you?
No, no.
Don't know me, never told me anything, did you?
No.
You have a white pretty cat now.
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
But the cat don't hear so well. But I'll tell you, right now it's going to hear better in the name of Jesus. You got a green ashtray on your coffee table.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. The green ashtray on your coffee table.
Oh, green ashtray.
Get rid of it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, my God, in the name of Jesus. You got a friend named Ralph.
Yes.
Tell him about the prophet that's in the land of the living. Because Wednesday night you'd have had a heart attack with that pain, and sometimes it comes around your chest. But now I heal you because you've got days yet to do. God has looked at your life and found you worthy, and I heal you in the mighty name. It's done. Praise the name of God. Touch this cat. Touch that white cat, because you need that white cat. Touch that cat with this cloth, and that cat will be healed. In the name of Jesus. Don't you think God can't heal the cats? Yes, he can heal the cats. I hear a name, Ethel Morris. Ethel Morris. You're originally from Sweden? White lady from Sweden? What is she, in a wheelchair? Ah, mighty God. You have three grown children?
Yes.
Nine grandchildren? Is that true? You got a grandchild, Daryl, born April 12th. He's your favorite.
Yeah.
Walk down there to her, brother. Somebody with faith. Brother Iams, Brother Beam. Walk down there to her. I sense now you've been injured in a car accident. Which has left you now for 3 years in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You have an oval mirror, and a gold border shaped like leaves. To the right is a portrait of your first child who died in 1964. Correct?
Yes.
Is it so?
Yes.
You've got a picture in an album with some money hid under a cloth. I'm giving you this in your dresser drawer. Is that correct? You were driving when you were injured. Someone was driving your first child when you were injured. I see. It was, but it put you in a wheelchair. Now, your second daughter, your second oldest daughter, She was driving when you had your injury. And you lost her too? She was killed in the accident.
Yes.
You felt guilty because she was having you go shopping? Sister, if you can receive it, if I know where you got your money hid, I say come out of that wheelchair. Come out! Come up out of that wheelchair. Sit down, sit down. You can see it. Sit down. We want to see her get healed. Come out of the wheelchair. 3 years is not too long for God. Come on up. Come on up. Keep on trying, sister. I say in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I say in Jesus' name. Keep on, sister. Keep on. I won't let loose. That's all on. Come on, sister. Come on out of the wheelchair. Stand up. Stand up. I know it's hard, sister. Your pelvic bone's been broken. The pins have not kept. Keep standing, my darling. Stand up. Is she on her feet now? Sister, straighten that back. Straighten it. Straighten it. Now. In Jesus' name, straighten it. I say now. Who do you think's in your midst? Who do you think's walking here? I say now. Walk, walk, walk. Something you have not done for 3 years and 8 days. Walk. There she is, walking. Sister, walk. Get out of the way so she can walk. Let her walk. Let her walk. Hold on up, sister. Straighten up. Now, come on, sister. Look up. Look up. Look up. That's it. Look up. Look up. You're walking. Now I want you to take your hand. Take your hand off the wall. Walk back. Walk back to the back again. Walk back to the back again. Walk back to the back again. This time, everybody's eye and faith. Raise up. Straight, straight. Straight as a die. There's power here to do it. There's power here to do it. Now, sister, I'm going to say something. Run. Run. Run, Jesus' name. Run. Get out of the way. There she's going. Run. That's it. That's it. Run. She's running. Hallelujah. She's running. It's wonderful. She's running around the building. Believe God Almighty. Get out of the way. Get out of the aisles. Get out of the aisles. Get out of the aisles. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. 3 years and she's healed. Thank God Almighty. Thank God Almighty. That woman was in a wheelchair for 3 years and 8 days.
Wonderful.
3 years and 8 days. And she ran. 70 or so, but she ran like a new woman. I know that the people rejoice. That the people rejoice.
Mary Lou Ross. Who is this, my brother? She's from Texas, is this person? This woman I just called. What is she related to you?
my sister.
Were you reared somewhere between Houston and Dallas, about halfway between?
I did.
I do not know you personally or anything about your life. Is that correct?
That's right.
Did your sister used to live on Golden Gate?
She did.
1350.
She did.
There's some little notes that'll be important, life-saving. She'd been married about 37 years.
Something about like that.
Were there 16 from your family?
You're right.
Are you the only man in the family left?
That's right.
You have a sister in Phoenix?
I do.
Two are in Texas.
Right.
You, Jack?
That's right.
28, 52, Fortham?
That's right.
Did you have a loved one, maybe a year ago, that was in French Hospital at 5th and Gary in a car accident?
I was not. Hmm? I was in the hospital, but I was not on 5th and Gary.
Would you have had a relative that might have been in a French hospital?
I did.
A niece?
I did.
She was in a coma.
Right.
Camille Taylor.
That's her.
Is your sister in Phoenix only had the one daughter, Camille?
That's right.
The doctor from the beginning gave no hope for this person.
Right.
That's been some time ago. It was an accident on Friday. It occurred on Friday. A Friday at Stanion and Beulah Street somewhere.
I think you're right. I don't know just exactly the day.
I know I'm right.
You're right.
Well, I hear something, Ruffle Taylor or something of that nature.
He was in the picture.
Hmm?
Ruffle Taylor was in the picture.
Yes. There was someone in the hospital at the time of an emergency. His son had been there for 16 days. A chair leg went clean through him. The leg stuck out to his lung. That was next to your loved one. Did you have a sister once that had an accident while her hubby was driving?
Not that I recall at this time.
I think if you check that sister lives at 220 Downey Street.
Right.
I think if you check, you'll find that she had an accident. Her husband was driving. Another sister, Lucille Walker.
That's right.
South 9th Street.
That's right.
Has worked in a Desert Inn.
That's right.
Another sister who goes to a spiritualist church, 339 Davis Street. The last address I gave you was in Arizona. This one is in San Francisco.
Right.
You have a sister whose husband likes to fish?
Right.
Born in December. Or in January, let me see. I'm concerned about a sister with cancer of the stomach. We've got to reach out. You have a sister that used to drink a little blackberry wine for low blood pressure.
I did.
Is your sister, one of your sisters, used to take care of a white man in a wheelchair?
She did.
With a stroke?
She did.
He had to be tied to set it up. That one sister, this has been a long, long time ago, the sister worked for $10 a month. Those are the bad days that only black people can tell you about. You have a sister whose husband works in a refinery?
I do.
1901 Army Street.
It's on Army, right?
My brother, I'm concerned about your circulatory system. Your wife, Lorena?
She is.
Would you, sister, out of your purse, you have a pink powder puff Would you take this pink powder puff? And I want to have this now to touch you. I want you to touch you, brother, around your heart. Because you have trouble with your circulation, I want it to come to me. I'll touch it. Then I want the sister to have it placed on her back where she's had some difficulty. It will stop cancer. I reach out to a child. Do you have Franklin? You have a child, Franklin?
I have.
I save his life from an accident. In the name of Jesus. Send me the puff that you use for your glasses, to clean your glasses. You have spoken to no one about these things. Will you send it quickly? Will you speak to each one that I called out, my brother? Will you speak to each relative I called out and tell them that God is alive and thriving well? Who's back there that has some turning in your stomach or your side? Eight children. Who has eight children back there? There's someone by the name of Thomas. Thomas. Eight children. Who has eight children? You have eight children? Did you lose a child? You had nine. You have trouble in your stomach? Your side. Well, there's a Thomas back there behind the post that has trouble in your side, too. Stand up. They're the Thomas. These strange situations. Strangely enough, both of you are suffering from a tumorous condition. And in the same stroke, you're from Louisiana. The other from Philadelphia. Let's get our minds and attention now. Let's do it. I can do anything. I can do anything. Press your side in your stomach now. Any trouble now? No. Any trouble now back there? No. It's wonderful. Sister back there, who is Jay Ingram? She gets some kind of a, not important, something from Contra Costa County. She works for it. Did she get something around the 24th, 11-24-71 for $13.95? Would you ask her? $13.95. Mileage has to do with car. That's, you've told not a living soul of that, have you? Not a living soul. I don't know you either. But I know that you've got some difficulty in your female organs. Yes, you know. And I stop it with a stroke of my hand. Because there's nothing God Almighty can do. Oh, work hard when she works. Like to have from a Mrs. Beatrice Livingston a paper that says 89 cents on it and a 10 on it, and send me the green ballpoint pen that you have. It's something that I want to do in your blood. You have very high hypertension and a pancreatic disturbance. Just lost a loved one, did you?
Yes, I did.
Karen.
Yeah.
She had a diabetes condition, didn't she?
Right.
in coma for 49 days.
Right.
She has two babies.
Right.
Ages 2 and 4 years old.
2 and a half and 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen was diabetic from what? She was 9 years old?
Right.
That's a cursed thing. You found something in the purse of your daughter that contributed to her pain, I think.
Yes, I did.
I shan't mention it because you have grandchildren, do you hear?
I have one with me.
Yes.
Elise.
Yes. You're a testimony that thoughts then do become things. Thoughts can hurt. Thoughts can destroy.
Yeah.
You have pressure headaches. You have high blood pressure?
Right.
Pressure headaches?
Yes, I do.
Keep this on you. It'll save you from a stroke on your entire side. Take that other for the two grandchildren to stop this blood pathology now. Will you believe?
Yes, I do.
In the name of the Spirit of Truth,
yes.
I would like to have those objects, if I can, when you will, if you come upon the objects that I mentioned. Did you understand?
Okay, I'll take everything.
You have a daughter that's had some open heart surgery, February.
Yes.
She had 3 holes in her heart.
Right.
You are going to get out of Los Angeles, aren't you?
Yes, I want to.
Well, do so.
Okay.
I don't know you personally, but it has to do with your heart and your blood chemistry. You need to be out of that atmosphere. It's no good to live in.
Yes.
I send you my word to your daughter. Take a cloth from there. I've touched several. You have someone in their 30s? A child in their 30s?
My son.
I see. Take one for him.
He's in Los Angeles.
I don't care. Take one for him.
Okay.
You send it. If you don't do anything, just send it. You hear?
Yes, I will.
The other one for the one that had surgery February 29th.
Was yes. It
Take it. Hmm?
Okay, thank you.
I just cleared up the problem. Just take it there. Oh, it's not by might.